Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has been under international pressure to overhaul his country's madrasas, religious schools, some of which nurture Islamist extremism. His government is proposing reforms which are encountering resistance. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad.
They rock back and forth, dozens of boys kneeling before a line of low wooden benches, each with a Quran lying open. Their bright eyes dart up at the stranger interrupting their efforts to memorize the holy book. The commotion contrasts with the lifeless classroom walls, on which there are no mats, no paintings, no cluttered shelves. This is the Faridiya Madrasa, the largest in Islamabad. No one knows exactly how many madrasas there are in Pakistan. Official estimates say around 7,000. But scenes like this are played out daily across the country. The numbers increased sharply in recent years, not least because the poor have turned to them as a free, if unregulated, alternative to desperately inadequate public schools. But pressure for reform has grown too. After 9/11, there were promises from Musharraf about tackling extremist elements. But it's a highly sensitive issue in Pakistan, and democratic politicians such as Sherry Rehman say Musharraf's actually done little.
Well, madrasas are the breeding grounds for the kind of terrorism that we're talking about, and they're quite rightly called the nurseries of these militant groups. And of course, they're not all of them like that, but there is a core group which has not been shut down.
All of them are not, repeat, not involved in extremism. Some of them, yes, are. And we need to identify which ones.
In January, in remarks in Davos, Switzerland, broadcast on Pakistani television, Musharraf re-emphasized his commitment to act. He said his government plans to introduce a wider curriculum to madrasas. And his officials say new regulations have also been drafted. Rashid Mahmood Ansari of the Religious Affairs Ministry says these will focus on foreign students and on funding.
We would need to know what sort of students are being enrolled, what are they being taught. The law would aim at auditing the accounts of these schools, know their sources of funding, how much they are getting and from where, and how much they are spending and on what.
Musharraf has an ambivalent relationship with the mullahs. He advocates moderation, but has drawn on hardline religious parties for political support. His attempts at madrasa reform have so far run into stiff opposition. Abdul Rashid Qazi is a madrasa leader.
The madrasas have totally rejected all these so-called reforms, which they think that these are not the reforms, these are interference in the madrasa system. And that's why they have rejected, because they find all this is happening on the basis of American pressure and just to please America.
Abdul Rashid Qazi particularly objects to identifying funding sources, worrying that this might affect the flow of money, believed to be from charities and wealthy individuals in the Middle East, notably Saudi Arabia.
We think that the government, again, on the pressure of America, might harass them and ask them to stop this donation, which is illogical.
The Pakistani authorities and madrasa leaders have been negotiating. But if these talks fail, some madrasas say they would reject the proposed new law. So what happens then? Rashid Mahmood Ansari of the Religious Affairs Ministry.
The government would not recognize, and you know, if an institution is not recognized by the law, it cannot function. It is as simple as this.
That suggests the Pakistani government would consider closing some madrasas, risking a showdown with the clerics. Professor Hershid Ahmed is from the religious party Jamaat Islami. He says such a step would be disastrous for the president.
That would be the beginning of the end of Musharraf. It's impossible. British tried it in their own times, they failed. Madrasa is a genuine institution. And if a leadership wants to fight with the grassroots, they would pursue such a stupid policy. I am sure Musharraf is not that stupid. He would never do that.
So not for the first time, Musharraf, the subject of two recent assassination attempts, is trying to find a path through a political minefield. The general faces the wrath of the mullahs if he ends their monopoly over religious schools. But if he does nothing, he'll be criticized in the West and by human rights activists and Democrats at home. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.